I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Brent Musburger, the broadcasting legend, joins us on McNeil and Parkins Thursdays at 3 o'clock. You hear the VSiN action updates in the 2 and 5 o'clock hour of the show. VSIN.com is where you could find more information about the Vegas Stats and Information Network, and also on Sirius Channel 204. Good afternoon, Brent. How are you doing today?
Hey, guys, how's everything in the Windy City? I just saw something that I never, ever saw with the Chicago Blackhawks. The practice facility for the Vegas Golden Knights is maybe a mile and a half from where I live in Las Vegas. So I said to my wife and son, come on, let's go over. I know they've got their first practice going. And it's open to the public, guys. There were about 1,000 people over there watching the initial practice, the first one they've had since they learned that their opponent would be Ovechkin and the Washington Caps. But I can't believe it. There was a guy with an Ovechkin jersey. He was up there watching the practice with other people with their cell phones out. They were filming every bit of it, and it was wide open to the public. And the line outside the store to buy the hats, the championship hats, and, of course, the jerseys, and probably took you about 45 minutes even to get inside the store. Listen, in all of sports, and I've been around a lot of championship events through the years, I have never seen a team with a wide-open practice to the public. It's just an incredible story what's going on with this hockey team.
Yeah, it has been a great story, and most of the hockey experts were expecting Winnipeg to take care of business in the West, and the Knights, your Golden Knights, Brent Musburger, were the better team. They made quick work of the Jets, and it should be a good series against the Washington Capitals, who played very physical against the Lightning in that 7-game series that ended last night, and I thought the right way. Who's the guy on that roster? I'm betting it's the goaltender, Marc-Andre Fleury, who draws the most affection from fans of that team.
Oh, you named him, Marc-Andre Fleury, and it's not even close. It's Flower. He'll win the Conn Smythe. If the Knights go on and capture the Stanley Cup, he'll be the Conn Smythe winner. I mean, he's been incredible back there. He's been the pivotal figure in everything they do going forward. And I mean, here we are, guys, coming to the end of May, and the Vegas Golden Knights, an expansion team, are minus 130 to win the Stanley Cup. Let's think about that for a minute, okay? That is truly one of the most amazing sports stories we've ever seen.
Can you quantify like how vulnerable the sports books are? Because I've read that they started before the season as long as a 500-1 shot, and now, as you said, they're minus 130.
There are a few tickets out there at minus 500, not a lot. And what's happened is the handle has increased so much overall. The liability, everybody outside of Las Vegas is going to make a huge story out of the liability. And I tell you the truth, the book that's the closest to me, the stations, and I don't know, they must have nine station casinos around here. I know their liability is up over $1 million. And John Avello, the outstanding bookmaker down at the Wynn Properties, told me that he thinks the total liability throughout the state of Nevada is over $5 million, but under 10. However, that does not take into account the other bets that have been made on hockey. And no one should feel sorry for the books. The books themselves feel that it's been like a loss leader, that people have come on board and have bet more hockey than they ever did in the past. And to tell you the truth, if it's good for the state of Nevada and the city of Las Vegas, the books don't mind paying that kind of a fee. The South Point, for example, where our VSiN studio is, they had a ticket at $300. It would have paid upwards of $30,000 when they put that price out. He sold it to Prop Swap. He needed tuition for a child, and he got $12,500 was paid, and the person who paid him, and they come through prop swap with that, he stands to win $30,000 some. So it's a win-win. You know, some of those people with the big tickets, my recommendation would be to go to prop swap. Take your profit now and let somebody else worry about Ovechkin and the Caps going forward. But it's a wonderful story for the community and everybody outside of Las Vegas. Oh, it's terrible. Books are going to get beat up. Don't worry. Books aren't going out of business out here in Nevada anytime soon. Trust me.
Brent Musburger with us on The Score. You hear the VSiN action updates in the 2 and 5 o'clock hour here during the McNeil and Parkin show, and you can catch VSiN on Sirius Channel 204. Brent, we wanted to get your opinion on the biggest story in sports right now. What do you think of the NFL's new national anthem policy?
It seems to me that this commissioner can't get out of his way. I've read comments from both sides of the particular issue, and I don't think he satisfied anybody. And truth of the matter is, guys, if this commissioner was a strong leader, he would have put that fire out a week after Colin Kaepernick thought that this was what he should do during the playing of a national anthem before a San Francisco 49er game. A good leader never would have let this fester. The NBA took care of this way back in the day. There's not any particular issue. Yes, social awareness, but now it's become a freedom of speech versus the disrespect for the national anthem and the flag and onward and onward. And they just, to me, seems like to me they made a bad situation worse than it was getting better on its own because he didn't put the fire out when he should have. But I don't know how you can possibly have your spokesman say it was a unanimous vote and then whoever's running the New York Jets comes out and says he'll pay the fines if there are any handed down to his players who kneel. So nobody was talking about it. We were looking at over-under numbers for the season and where all these quarterbacks were going to go and how many games. And then all of a sudden, they dropped this ruling out there. And like I say, I don't think anybody's satisfied. So I don't know what to tell you except that I didn't know Burt Bell, but I certainly knew Pete Rozelle, and I certainly knew Paul Tagliabue. I don't know Roger Goodell well personally, but by far he's the weakest commissioner this league's ever had. And this should never have ever have gotten to this point. He doesn't understand gambling either. His comments about that and the Supreme Court ruling just reveal how little he knows about how the world operates. And if I'm an owner in that league, I'm just furious with what's happened because, yeah, it was an issue. And, yeah, the President of the United States poured some kerosene on it. And yeah, you got stubborn athletes out there saying, you're not going to tell me that I can't deal. You've got all of that going on, and he needed to just kind of tamp it down a little bit. Like I say, I thought it was getting better. I mean, I wasn't paying much attention to it.
Nobody was. Yeah. I think it wasn't top of mind anymore for anybody, Brent. And I don't go back to Art Bell, but I mean, if you know anything about the NFL, you know about Pete Rozelle's contributions to the game. He made it America's game with television. And Tagliabue, under his direction, the league was doing well. But I think you're right. It is time for a new vision. Who do you have in mind? Who would make the next outstanding commissioner?
To tell you guys the truth, if I had had the ear of the owners, and this is going to sound outrageous, but to some, I would have said, go see what Barack Obama has got on his agenda for the next few years. Obama is a very knowledgeable sports guy. He follows it very closely. He's a decent person. I think he would have brought the factions together because it seems to me that you've got the African-American athletes, what are they now, about 80, 85% of the league, matched against your for the large part, Caucasian owners out there. So I would have really looked to him as someone to heal it. We know he's got great leadership ability. Whether or not you agreed or disagreed with what he did as part of that, that's irrelevant. I'm not talking about that. But I thought he would have been, and I still think, that if I had any share of an ownership in that league, I would say, look, we got to get somebody in here who can turn this thing around. So that would be off the top of my head. You know, that would be somebody that I would certainly think about. But it's not my business, you know. I mean, I'm not in that. I'm concerned more about what the Supreme Court's going to do with the various states who are going to legalize gambling.
Well, no, we were just interested. I mean, you've commented on in a Chicago paper way back in the day, obviously, anthem protests, right, going back to the 1968 Olympics, and obviously got in hot water over that. And I was wondering if your thoughts have changed with the times, because, like you said, the topic and the story has changed throughout the years.
Well, I don't know that I got into hot water. Some people disagreed with what I said, but I've never backed away. And I would say to anybody who's an elite athlete, be careful when you do this, because you're going to really hurt yourself, okay? This is not a topic that's taken lightly by the majority of people who pay your salary by either buying tickets or watching on television. And I don't back away from that at all. Colin Kaepernick should still be playing. And if the commissioner had stepped in and put that fire out one weekend, it would be long gone and forgotten, okay? Instead, if you want to know why he's not going to be playing this year, go up and Google Kaepernick's speech in Amsterdam about a month ago. You read it, and you tell me if you were an employer, if you'd bring him on board. And I'm sorry to see him end his career the way he has, because it certainly, to me, is very, very unlikely that he's going to get another chance after the incendiary comments that he had in his speech when he accepted that award. The problem is that the athletes hurt themselves, and they don't need to be doing that. It's a job. You're working for the guys. I agree you don't get along all the time with them, but Eric Reed should be a safety someplace in this league, and instead he saddled up and introduced Kaepernick and went along with him. They hurt themselves economically. They don't hurt me at all. They don't bother me, not in the least, but they certainly damage their – you think that any Fortune 500 company is going to hire Colin Kaepernick to promote their product? Come on, man. Come on.
I think some should, frankly. I mean, I think a lot of people agree with them, and I think that it's a polarizing issue for sure, but the idea, right, standing up for the less fortunate, using your platform for good, there are some things more important than your employment or sports, and if not now, when we're in these divisive times, like, no better time than the present.
You are certainly free to believe. I have no problem with that. But I didn't realize that it was for the less fortunate. I thought it was against police violence.
Yes, police brutality. I mean, it happened. You're right. Sometimes that doesn't happen to the less fortunate. It happened to a Milwaukee Buck player just the other day. But yeah, right, that video got released just the other day. But yeah, so it's not always against the less fortunate. But yes, it's protesting police brutality.
Well, everybody interprets what's happened their own way. I just heard another version from you. And everybody is certainly, you know, that's the freedom of the community. However, when you go to work for an employer, okay, this is not how or where you protest. Not right place, not right time. If you want to go march on, let's say, a police precinct because there's a problem with a certain officer on an arrest, you are more than willing to do that. But if you're going to work for anybody and you want to demonstrate on their time, we've got an issue, okay? We've got a major issue. And if you take a look at the ratings on television for the National Football League and the comments from a whole lot of folks who buy tickets, that's why the owners have been very uneasy about what's going on. And it never should have been allowed to get to this point.
Yeah,
all right, guys, I've got a lot of things to do today. Talk to you next week.
Brent, have a great weekend, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Brent Musburger from VEASAN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.